This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Tass, Fiona and Paul this morning. And joining us in the studio, we have Neil Farrow. Good morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, Tass. Good morning, Fiona.
You should be pretty well known in Melbourne by now, shouldn't you, Neil?
I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'm definitely happy jumping out of bed early for a Saturday morning Saturday Mag.
So. Well, according to your profile, though, you like to start the day with exercise.
I didn't this morning, but usually I do go to the gym about 6 a.m.
So. 6 a.m.
Are there many people there?
That's usually pretty busy.
I reckon there are a lot of early risers when it comes to exercise.
It depends on the gym that you go to, I find. The gym that I go to, which happens to be above a restaurant on Ackland Street in St Kilda. You know, one of those 24-hour yes. pop-up gyms.
Oh, you go to one of those?
Yeah,
I always
it's great.
Wondered.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. It's last year's equipment, but it's great. There's no one there except for me and the bearded tattooed boys.
The best thing I used to love... I used to live in Windsor. I now live in St Kilda East. But when I lived in Windsor, I used to go to the Fitness First on Chapel Street and used to have to drive past Revolver every morning down Chapel Street.
Oh, classic.
And that was always amazing at a 6 a.m. gym session, seeing what is coming out of Revolver at that time as well.
Yeah.
Now, we're not here to talk about gym or Neil's habits. We are here to talk about you being nominated by Deloitte as one of the top 50 leaders, LGBTI leader. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
What does it feel like?
It was a very humbling experience to be up there in Sydney on Monday when the awards were presented. I think it was the first and only opportunity I'll get an award in the same category as people that I envy look up to, people like Penny Wong and Andrew Barr. But it was also great to see a lot of diversity in the community, particularly in this year's awards. So there were people who were from local government, there were people from business that started their own business. And I look back and think, well, when I was 15, there was really no LGBTI people in politics or business or anywhere really. And it's good that each year there's kind of a few more added to the list and some visibility given.
I thought it was a very broad range of people who are awarded, actually. Is that what they're called? Are they called awards?
No, I don't think it's actually called an award. And that's one of the interesting things that, you know, we'd be very keen to find out more about, and we're going to sort of discuss with Denise when she's on. It's really about being named and being included in the list of people. So, you know, it's not of being awarded at all. And I think that that's a really interesting distinction that the organisation makes. So... just being involved and being included, how does that affect other aspects of what you're working on, and is it a peer-to-peer project? Is there, like, I noticed that when I was looking on the website, there's also the alumni. I mean, what are the extended aspects of the award?
Look, I think it was a
non-award.
So on Monday, a lot of the alumni from last year came along. So last year was the first year they had the award, and this year was the second year. And I think that's going to continue to iterate, and that's my understanding from Deloitte and Google, is keeping to build that network. And it is a very diverse network across small and medium business community, arts, politics and business generally. So I think it will continue to grow, and it forms a little bit of a group that you can reflect on and celebrate with. And it was nice this year as well. I think I knew about half the people on this year's list, which was a great thing to be able to connect with as acquaintances or friends as well.
So Neil, how were you approached? Who spoke to you? What did they say? Were you asked, or did they just come and tell you?
So I think I originally got an email or a phone call from Deloitte a couple of months back, and then they ask a series of questions, and then you kind of don't hear anything for a little while, and then you get an email back inviting you to an event.
Was the email saying that you have been nominated for this?
Look, I can't,
or was it just like a survey?
No,
what questions as well?
It wasn't a survey that I can recall, and look, I should have paid more attention to the nomination process or selection process before I came on today, but it was an email, and it said, you know, we're going through this process, we'd like to ask you a few questions. So I think it alluded to that you'd been nominated by that stage, but it didn't necessarily say you'd won or were listed or whatever the circumstances were. And the questions that I got asked, and I think everybody got asked, and a lot of these replies were in the booklet, were sort of in two categories. One is around your business and professional life and what you're doing in that sphere. The other is your community and volunteering, social aspects, more community and social aspects of your life. And it's not just limiting your community involvement to the LGBTI community, but also the broader parts of the community as well.
Neil, we have a message for you from one of our regular listeners, 317 we call them, because we actually don't know what their name is. 317 says, congratulations, Neil, and well deserved. Now, what leaders inspire you on a global scale and why?
Great question.
Look, I think one of them was in town this week. I was always a big fan of Hillary Clinton. I was very fortunate that I met her in 2015 when I lived in the US. But people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are the obvious ones in that regard. But I think if you look back through our civil and political rights movement, there's been a number of people who fought for everything from women's suffrage in Australia that I aspire to politically. But I also think it's people who are willing to do things differently. So in the business world, it's those who can attack business with a corporate social responsibility or a bit of a social conscience in that regard, or people who are looking at doing business differently. And I think there's a lot of that in Melbourne.
Can you give us an example or two?
I'm just trying to think of a couple at the moment. You know, there's a great example. I've got a colleague who runs an asset management firm in Boston, and he's the CEO of a, you know, multi-billion dollar asset management firm, but all of their profits are returned to
project. What's an asset management firm?
It's like a private equity. They own and manage and invest and you know, buy and sell stuff all the time. So, you know, Paris end of Collins Street kind of crowd that rocks out of 101. But anyway, this entire company was set up so all of the profits are returned to community projects. So they've been doing decriminalisation work in Tunisia and Singapore, and they've been supporting women's projects in Africa. In Australia and much closer to home is people like Audit Excel, who runs Adara, which is, again, a big asset management company here that competes with Macquarie Bank, but all of their profits go to community projects globally.
And so what does it mean to you to be added to this list? How does it make you feel?
Look, it was very humbling on Monday, and it's still quite humbling today, and just to be included with a lot of people that I look up to. I think the big part about it is there's now an obligation for everyone who's on the list, including from last year, to sort of promote the careers and the diversity of the backgrounds that there is in the hope that other generations will come up in that area.
Is there any extended mentoring that the being involved in this particular group of people, you're encouraged to mentor and to work with other people from the community to build their skills in the leadership and business?
So Cindy Hook, who's the CEO of Deloitte and the CEO of Google in Australia, who I can't recall his name, on Monday night did push and encourage and inspire in that regard that, you know, you've got an obligation to reach out. And I said, it goes back to my first comment. Well, I reflect when I came out at 15, there was no openly LGBTI people anywhere. So even if it is just younger people or schools or audiences or people at uni or college and knowing that there's different careers and people who are LGBTI in those spaces.
Neil, you certainly stood in great company. I mean, I would have loved to have stood with people like Penny Wong and Kathy Eccles and Andrew Barham, and they're people who I admire and respect. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I know a number of our listeners have already come in with comments, but I've got to actually mention the next comment, which comes from somebody called Chris, who says in brackets, Neil's partner.
So he's actually listening to the radio this morning.
He is listening. He says that you were very indifferent to the semi-final last night, but he loves you, Neil.
Oh, that's very sweet. And I was actually, I think I was playing around on the computer as opposed to watching the semi-final.
That's exactly what I was doing. And Melina Smith, look, I know some people love Eurovision and I don't hold that against them, but it's just not my thing, really.
There were some hideous acts last night. Oh, there were some very good ones as well.
It's all hideous.
I think Hungary, which got through to the semi-finals, was jaw-droppingly appalling.
Do you think they put on those accents or are they real?
I'm not sure. It was all very confusing last night.
I think that Eurovision, as far as I'm concerned, it brought ABBA into the world, and I was such a massive ABBA fan when I was a little girl. Huge.
Well, look, it's interesting. Chris flicked on ABBA this morning before I left home, so I think that was his reminder that ABBA came from Eurovision as well.
Chris, we love you for listening in. Perhaps maybe you can join us sometime as well in the studio. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Fiona and Paul and myself, Tass. We've just had a great chat with Neil Farrow, who has just been awarded by Deloitte and
Google,
can't forget Google, as one of the top 50 LGBTI leaders in Australia. Congratulations to you, Neil.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.